Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, Mark Zorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. This discussion will be about whether or not you should be putting money into your 401k plan, either on a Roth basis or on a pre-tax basis, really for Americans here. And this is a question that I will get frequently, and I want to go over the pros and cons, and really an important concept, one big concept that I think matters to me a lot as I do planning with my clients. So here's what happens for many people that participate in a 401k plan or a 403b or even a deferred comp 457 plan, is your employer will likely be giving you an option on whether or not you want to do pre-tax, which is really the long-term traditional way of doing this. The money comes out of your paycheck and it reduces your taxes. You avoid paying taxes on today, goes into your account, grows tax deferred, and then you pay taxes later. Avoid taxes now, pay them later in retirement. The Roth option is different. You pay taxes now and the money grows into your account and then it grows tax-free. So you do not pay taxes later. And by the way, if you are receiving any employer money in your 401k or 403b or whatever, that money is always going to be treated as pre-tax money. That cannot be Roth money. So some considerations as you think about your option. And by the way, doing the Roth, I don't necessarily feel too strongly about this one way or the other. I think what's more important than anything else is that you're saving as much as you can if you have a goal of, you know, having as much as you can in retirement and or retiring sooner. And certainly doing a Roth IRA or Roth 401k, is wonderful because you're going to have money that will be tax-free forever for the rest of your life. And that's awesome. The choice to do the Roth can be very wise in the following circumstances. If your cash flow is just really good, meaning that you're bringing in a lot more money than you're spending, you have a lot of extra money, and you can essentially afford to pay the taxes today. Or if you just happen to have a lot of cash for whatever reason, you're just sitting around with a whole bunch of cash, it's another good reason to do a Roth. What if you've come into a lot of money? And if that's the reason why you have the cash, maybe an inheritance or a business payout, sold a property. If you are really focused on retirement success, even if it means making more sacrifices now, then the Roth 401k is a smart thing to do. Some pain now for more flexibility later. And I definitely do support this when it makes sense for somebody to do this. I don't want to speculate. I don't like speculating on what's going to happen with taxes in the future, even though virtually everyone I talk to, we all know tax rates are going to go up and all that. Okay, fine. We'll see. But I wouldn't make my decision based upon this speculation of significantly higher taxes. I think you could integrate in more modest increases in taxes, but not significantly. Anyways, love the Roth if it makes sense for an individual to do a Roth. Now, should you do a pre-tax 401k? I think in many cases, the argument is very strong for people to do a pre-tax 401k. Here are some of the circumstances where it may make sense to do a pre-tax 401k. First of all, if you are an investor that's already doing Roth IRAs, you're going to have, and you can do those on a consistent basis throughout your working career, you're going to have a nice balance of Roth money anyway. And if you are doing a brokerage account, an account that's after tax that will grow on a taxable basis, if those are going to be important part of your assets later in life, then that reduces your need to have a Roth 401k as well. What if you're going to be moving to a state in retirement or confident of that, that doesn't have state taxes? Maybe that's a reason to pre-tax money now. Get it out of the way. Because if you have a Roth, you wouldn't get much benefit from state taxes later in life. What about if you just need more money now? This is a really important reason to do a pre-tax 401k. You're squeezed a little bit. And this is common for many people. Their bills and their expenses might just be higher when they're in their working years, particularly if they're raising a family, if they're maybe buying a house and then upgrading their house and they're taking on a mortgage, or they're losing their work and their spouse is working and they still want to do a 401k, but the money's just tight. So if you are in a situation where you are trying to make ends meet or make ends meet and still have a quality of life, gosh, doing a pre-tax 401k makes a lot more sense to me. One of the reasons why it makes so much more sense to me is because I've done so many plans. When I look at the numbers with people where they're much more stressed financially, let's say from 35 to 60, than they are in the latter part of their life, their retirement plan is going to be successful, even if they're paying some money in taxes in retirement. But where they're having a tougher time is in their working years when they're raising the family and the costs that go along with that. And when you add in, as far as raising the family, you add in some college costs, money can be even tighter for many people at that point in their life. So what should you do? No right answer here, but don't overlook the benefits of doing a pre-tax 401k during your working years to free up more money when you need it more. Because for many people, they're simply not going to be squeezed financially in retirement. One final comment. For those that are really close to retirement, you're within 3-5 years, gosh, the decision to do the Roth 401k versus the pre-tax probably isn't going to make much difference at all in your long-term plan. The numbers, and I've run this several times, just don't amount to much difference at all, whether you pre-tax the money or the Roth or your Roth. Typically, the decision has more impact earlier in life, maybe 10 years early. Earlier than retirement or sooner.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.